Good morning. Welcome to the RevScale Media Daily Brief. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Priya. Five stories, fast. Let's get you to work.
Healthcare staffing roll-ups, a car wash merger, and two brand new CEOs. Lots to cover.
Okay, quick pace today. Go.
First up, Care Career just bought MAS Medical Staffing, seventh acquisition in 2 years.
Seventh? And this one pushes annual revenue past $150 million.
Right, they're consolidating scheduling and credentialing across a super fragmented category.
So what? Multi-unit senior care and home health operators should watch staffing costs. This platform is betting it can fix the clinician pipeline problem.
If they can integrate seven deals without breaking, that's a big if.
Noted. Next.
Valvoline added two board members, a former Shake Shack CFO and KFC's global division CEO.
Restaurant brains running an oil change chain. Love that.
Makes sense, though. Frequent visits, service speed, franchise economics, same playbook.
They're also carrying $1.7 billion in debt after the Breeze Auto Care deal. So what? Watch whether unit growth actually converts to cash.
Board-level scrutiny means franchisees should expect discipline, not just store count bragging.
Moving on, this one's big. 7-Eleven has a new CEO.
Mauricio Leiva, former Keurig Dr. Pepper president, starts August 1st.
A beverage guy, not a convenience retail lifer. That's a statement.
Exactly. 7&I wants outside perspective on pricing and supply chain.
So what for the 13,000 U.S. franchisees? Expect remodels, private label, tech investment. And often, franchisees eat part of that cost.
Worth watching closely as the brand nears its 100th anniversary.
Next up, ownership news out of dental. Paradigm Oral Health bought back its stake from BlackRock.
Surgeons get majority control back with Warburg Pincus, Goldman Sachs, and Sixth Street coming in instead.
Structure over size. Surgeon-led models keep clinical talent longer.
So what? Multi-site operators in healthcare should study this deal shape. Recap terms matter more than who's writing the check.
Last one, and it's a fun one. Lynx Car Wash bought Woody's Wash Shack.
50 locations now, across Florida, the Carolinas, and Texas.
They're keeping the Woody's name. Founder stays on through a separate brand company.
Smart way to cash out without losing the brand's identity.
So what for regional car wash operators? Scale is beating geography. Match the marketing budget or become the acquisition target.
That's the brief. Biggest story to watch? How fast healthcare staffing keeps consolidating.
Read the full stories at RevScale Media. And we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day.